You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Joanna Hakimi. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here also. I feel like we got this date to do this kind of a while ago, and now just time has flown, and here we are.
It has flown by. It sure has, and here we are.
So I'm going to read to you guys a little bit about Joanna. She has an amazing new organization called Life Changers, and she also does a lot more. So we'll read to you a little bit about her, and then we'll get into some questions and topics.
Great. So,
Joanna Hakimi is a proud entrepreneur and can often be found singing in the car with her two kids, starting her first successful business when she was 17 and being president of the Young Entrepreneur Society at the University of Georgia. She never closed the door on opportunity. She then went on to Northwestern University and attained her master's in science, becoming a licensed marriage and family therapist. After being a successful LMFT in Chicago for more than 10 years, while simultaneously running a mindful goods boutique for 5 years and accomplishing a 200-hour yoga teaching certification. I don't know how you had time to do anything else. Mama was itching for a new adventure. After a phone conversation with a friend in California discussing ways to grow her life coaching business, the idea came about that independent professionals such as life coaches, health and wellness coaches, and other similar people in the life-changing business needed a resource to connect potential clients with
basically to connect the professionals
with the life changer they were seeking.
Yes.
That's how her newest adventure, lifechangers.info, was born. Life Changers has a mission to connect professionals with a new client base using a simple and inclusive site. So, Joanna.
Yes.
You can start anywhere. If you want to start with what you've done with your career, which is a lot, if you want to start with Life Changers, start anywhere. And then I have a bunch of questions for you.
Okay, great. Well, I can tell you that it's been so fun having just recently launched Life Changers. And I really realized the thread between all of the work I've done in my different many careers has really been connecting people with the right person that they're seeking and in need of. So whether that be when I was a recruiter trying to make a match long before I was a therapist, or, you know, a therapist trying to help and, you know, help my clients connect, or even connecting them onto other people to help them in their lives. And then even with Life Changers here, like I realized that's kind of the thread is I love in the shop I had also, it's like getting people to, you know, become more self-aware and find what they're seeking and in need of, and helping them find that professional and resource that they're needing to get to that next step that they're hoping to accomplish. So anyway, that's the thread. Life Changers has been amazing. It's been so fun. And it's, you know, we've taken off. So here we are.
I love just listening to you talk because I get it also. Like I have this, the bug. I feel like there's a certain type of person. There are a lot of us in the world. It's not like there aren't that many where we just have such a joy. I can sense you have such a joy of helping people bring about joy in their life.
I do. I really do. And I, you know, even just from my own journey of finding my own joy and the different people that influenced me to get to where I am. And I realized, you know, it takes a community, right? It takes a lot of people for us to go on our own spiritual journeys and accomplish the things that we want to. So whether that be in parenting or professionally or whatever it may be. So yes, that's exactly. And I feel like there are so many independent professionals, whether they be coaches or tutors or therapists. I mean, there's just with all of these amazing niches that people don't even know exist, and they're looking for someone like that. And they're like, I didn't even know someone specialized in that. And so even on my journey of growing lifechangers.info, I've met some of the most amazing people that, including you, I mean, you know, that do all these amazing things to help people find their joy.
Okay. I have so many questions, and a thought just came up also. Yeah. Like it's interesting we're doing this show today and we're talking about this because I think it was yesterday or something. And I was remembering how, I don't know when this was, a very long time ago, I was living in Chicago years ago and single, and a friend, one of my best friends, told me that she went to a relationship therapist. And I had no idea that there was a therapist that specialized in relationships.
Yeah.
It was a foreshadow because then right. I had one.
Right.
But yeah, like, I mean, back then it would have been great to have something like this. So let's dive into how does lifechangers.info work?
Okay.
Tell us all about this website and everything it offers, how people can find it, and et cetera.
Okay. Well, generally, you know, like I said, the idea came about because my friend who's a life coach was looking to grow her small business. And I was kind of like, well, where is this online directory where, you know, and she has, you know, a specific niche and niche that she works in. Where is this online directory if I want to search for a life changer and find someone that does what you do, or just search for all the ones out there? You know, does that exist? And after researching, I mean, there are, you know, there are some directories out there, but what I found is when someone's looking for a life coach or a therapist or whatever type of life changer they're looking for, they're in some sort of emotional state, right? Like they're looking to change something in their lives. And what I didn't find that is in these directories is like an emotional connection. Like I want to go, you know, I want this client that's looking for their life changer to go to lifechangers.info and just say, like this is where I'm going to find the person I'm looking for, because it just makes an emotional connection. It makes you feel good right away, just even visually. So in general, you can go onto the website and you can search and you can type in either the specific, you know, topic you're looking for. It could be there's divorce coaches. It could be, you know, an addiction specialist, anything that you can imagine is there. And hopefully you'll find the person you're looking for, and then you can read their profiles. And if you are a life changer yourself, you can go and click join us and fill out a profile, and it comes to me and I'll read through it and make sure, you know, this is a legitimate person. And if there's any typos and stuff, and then, you know, we post it. And so it's really just gathering the most amazing life changers there are and having one-stop resource for people that are looking.
What I like about your site is that, and it's kind of like what you're saying, is that it's not like, as much as I love psychologytoday.com, you're an actual person behind, you're vetting.
Yes.
And so anybody who goes to lifechangers.info is going to know that all of these people have been vetted personally.
Yes.
And also part of the, when you're shopping around for a life changer therapist, it is about that rapport. And so it's nice that you have a place that people can maybe shop around, try a few, see who they feel the most comfortable with.
That's exactly right. And I've been a part of Psychology Today, which I think is a wonderful site, for, you know, many years. But again, that's strictly generally for therapists and not all, there's all of these other specialists out there. And so it's a similar type site, but yes, you can read all about, you know, their profiles. You can see their pictures. Soon you'll be able to have your own video, so each life changer can introduce themselves. You can hear their voice. You can hear what they're about in a 1 to 2 minute video as well. So yes, I agree. And they're all vetted through me. You know, many of them, most of them, I think probably not all of them, I've connected with personally, whether it be over email or Zoom, what have you. So it's definitely...
Go on.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, you are the guest.
I don't even remember what I was going to say. I was just going to tell more about, you know, the process, the vetting and stuff.
I was going to say, not just for the clients out there, but anybody who wants to be on your site as a life changer. Yeah. I did go through the process and we had our conversation, and yeah, I'm so excited to be part of it also.
Thank you. I'm so glad. And we are, you know, we ourselves are also, like, we have a blog we've started and we love guest bloggers. If any of the life changers want to contribute, we have a podcast starting. So we're just trying to get, like I said, there's so many amazing people out there that people don't even know where to find them. So the goal is that this is, here they are, and here is where you can find the person you're looking for.
I just see it exploding, to be honest. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. So now, and we can get back to this at the end about how people can find and everything.
Yeah.
You are a therapist.
I am.
You are a life changer. So you have some great topics. I'd love to jump in and ask you, can you talk about, and I talk about this all the time, I'm so excited to hear what you have to say about how basically changing your lens of perception can change the law of attraction and, or how it works with the law of attraction.
Absolutely. So this, in this example, I'll give, you know, more for maybe the single person looking that's dating, but this really is true and factual in any way when we change our lens, right? It can change our life in any kind of relationship as well. But just one thing I've been noticing more and more with my clients, and even myself personally, I've been divorced for 2 years now. So I've just been noticing my own experiences as well is, you know, we can, if we present ourselves, for example, through a lens of, especially us as women, but it's not always women, but, you know, often it is, as, you know, does he like me? Does he, you know, you meet a guy online, whatever you meet, you have a nice date or drinks or something. And am I going to hear from him? Does he like me? You know, and we kind of go into this insecure pattern and we attach in this way that isn't, you know, for example, confident or in a secure, self-assured way. And then that's what we end up attracting back to us, right? Is if we use that insecure lens, then we're going to attract that same insecure attachment style, really, back. But if we shift the lens, you know, often it's like, well, hold on, do I even like this guy, right? Is this even the person for me? Like, do I even, does he even have the traits that I'm looking for? And so often I think that we look through things through kind of a lens of insecurity and wanting to be accepted or wanting to be, right? We want them to want us. And, but that's not really seeking a partner. Right? That's like seeking validation of some kind from the outside versus knowing the validation inside, knowing we're worth it, knowing what we have to offer and kind of looking through the lens in that way.
Yes. And it's so empowering to, instead of being so focused on, does he like me? Just being in that, in the moment, being present and asking yourself, am I having fun? How do I feel? Do I feel his energy? Do I like this?
Exactly.
And so it's empowering and it's exciting. And I think it makes it more fun.
I couldn't agree more. Right. And that's also just being present, right? Like being, it, when you're going out and having a good time, exactly. How is his energy? How am I feeling? How's my energy? How are we connecting in this moment? How do I feel? Right. Do I feel happy? Do I feel joyful? Do I feel nervous? You know, all of those can be positive things, but if we're worrying about like, well, does he think I'm attracted? You know, like, or, you know, do I look okay? Or if we're feeling insecure in that way, we're presenting not through really the self-confident lens that we want to be presenting ourselves.
And it's showing up in fear mode versus just trusting and faith and love mode.
Yes.
Which, getting back to the law of attraction, being in that love, trusting, just unconditional self-love mode is so much better than fear mode.
It's get so rid, much.
Bye-bye. No, thank you. Fear mode.
Yes. I mean, I find that so many of us lead with fear and we don't even know it, right? How it presents and shows up is can look so different with each person. And it's really needing to be, I mean, like you said, self-aware to say, like, I want to show up in love mode and positivity and glass half full. And that doesn't always come naturally. I mean, to a lot of people, it's work. It's hard work, right? To actually consciously say, okay, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt here and choose glass half full, you know, right? Like our natural pattern might just be to go to the negative. Versus the positive. And it feels challenging. It can almost, you know, it can make people uncomfortable to not go to the negative and stay in the positive. It can be scary.
But what I like to say to my clients is that think about the incentive, think about the gift and what is at the end of this road. If you just, it will become second nature once you just start practicing it. But I understand it can be challenging at the beginning, but think about the payoff. The payoff is you end up with the right person for you. Because you've attracted that right person.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And also, besides for law of attraction, being around somebody who's confident, not cocky, is attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, like you being on a date, you're going to want to be with a guy who's sitting there and not all insecure and
exactly
not cocky, but confident is attractive.
That's right. But that's exactly right. It's just, it's hard to shift our brains sometimes to go in with that challenge. And I try and encourage my clients to really, you know, that is the challenge. So whether you have a good date or he's great or whatever or not, isn't actually the point of tonight. It's, can I actually practice this and show up in the way I want to show up and feel good about that? Whether this is my soulmate or not, doesn't really matter, right?
And one of the reasons why I love being a therapist coach also is because I love being that person that people can be accountable to. Like, it's what you're saying. Like, then they go on the date and then they come back and they talk about it. And I always say, like, think about me like in a cloud, you know?
Yeah.
To give you that encouragement, to remind you of mantras, affirmations. And it's so fun and such a great role. I love this role. And
I'm sure I love that role too. I know. It is really nice. It's like you're their motivational cheerleader. Like, I've got you. I'm supporting you. I'm holding you. You will get through this no matter what. You can do it.
They're not alone, even though none of us are alone, because we're never alone in the universe, et cetera. Right. Then they really know they're not alone.
Right. Well, that's like a whole other, right, spiritual conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do you, as long as we're there, when clients come to you and they say they feel alone, how do you help them through that?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I guess I would have to dig a little deeper and understand where that alone and aloneness feeling is coming from. But certainly I will try and gently, you know, delve into, well, what are their spiritual beliefs? You know, just to, because I agree, it was and is for me, my personally, an epiphany to realize, no, we're never really alone, right? Mm-hmm. We're always surrounded by our loved ones and that energy is always there. But, you know, every client is different. I mean, so it might be a more practical tool of like, well, if you're feeling, you know, literally practical, like, especially with COVID. I mean, so many people have really been lonely and alone and struggling. And so it's, what are you doing to connect with others? And, you know, so obviously going through the practical piece of it, but there's definitely a spiritual part to that, that I definitely will try and touch on with my clients if they're open to it.
Yeah. I mean, it is so cool. And also, I'm guessing that most people that find you, and I know the people that find me through the law of attraction, they are open to spiritual stuff.
I mean, many of them are. Some, you know, some you have to work with, you know, at their pace. But I really do believe every client, right, that I have had or currently have, we're meant to be going through this practice together, right? On their journey. Like, I'm, you know, hopefully supportive of them on their journey, but they're also a part of my journey. Mm-hmm. So I definitely believe in that 100%.
I remember it was like day two of graduate school. It's be where the client is, go where the client's at.
Yes. Meet them where they are. And that's really the goal, is to just be able to sit with them and meet them where they are.
Mm-hmm. It's such a gift to give to people. Okay. So next thing, let's talk about along these lines, spirituality, being present, mindfulness and being present in a relationship. So this is good. We were talking about more single stuff. Now we're talking about your inner relationship.
Yes.
What are the benefits of being mindful and present in a relationship?
I think, in general, you know, for me, I would define mindfulness being in the present moment as much as one can be. And generally, mindfulness is about being in the here and now without judgment, right? So being in observation, and I'm here and I'm present, and just it being neutral, if not positive, and no negative. And, you know, when we are in relationship, whether we're married or not married, but short-term or long-term relationship, and even friendships, I mean, romantic relationships, but all relationships, you know, we can sometimes get jaded or not give the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, it's not always rose-colored glasses in these relationships, but if we can meet our partner, as we just said, where they are and show them, be vulnerable with them and be present in the present moment and not stuck in the past when it's like, oh, you did that and you did this, or I'm going to predict what you're going to do. And that's not giving the benefit of the doubt, right? If we can stay mindful, I guess that's what I mean, and be present with them and show up for each other right there and right then, usually that leads to some of the better connection. right? I mean, definitely, whether it be intimacy or just conversation and communication on a more real level.
Yeah, I mean, when two people can just sit there and not be waiting to get out what you have to say next, right, and to really be sitting and really listen so that you can help the other person feel seen and heard,
yes,
that is such a gift to somebody and then to the relationship.
Absolutely. And to also show up with what your needs are, like knowing, you know, and that's hard. That's hard. A lot of times in relationships, we don't even know. Right. I mean, we haven't even really sat to think about it. Like, well, what are my needs? Like, what do I want? And what does my partner need from me? And what do they want? So it seems like a really easy conversation to have, but it's not generally always had. And so sometimes, you know, I'll have a couple that's been married for years and years and years. And just some of these basic questions, it's like, oh, you know, maybe we do. Our values do align more than we thought. We've been fighting and fighting over some of the most trivial things, you know, that sometimes bring people into a therapist's office. But sometimes it's just getting back to the basics of, like, look your partner in the eye and literally do, you know, what we call speaker listener, like listen intently and then say, this is what I heard you say. And then give your response. And it sounds simple, but it's actually very profound.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the act of sharing and then being heard also, and then reflecting back to somebody, it's a practice.
It is a practice, absolutely. That
usually can be uncomfortable at the beginning for not everybody, but maybe one person in the relationship or both, who knows. Yeah. But then once you start doing it, you see the value. And also, I feel like couples, as they do this, they feel a little silly at the beginning a little bit, like, this is what I heard.
Yes, I agree. And it feels unnatural.
Yes.
Right.
But then once they start doing it, then it becomes.
Right. And so then the big thing is to tell them it's going to feel unnatural, most likely in the beginning, and don't quit or give up because it will become more comfortable. Right. So it's fake it till you make it in that sense. Like, don't quit and give up. It's like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to do this. You know, keep going. Because when you do it enough, it does get more comfortable and you will feel more connected.
I'm just thinking about this couple that I was working with, and the guy he was having a hard time with doing my whole, like, I would say, you don't have to even understand each other, but just at least validate what the other person's saying. And so he would look at her and he'd say, I validate what you're saying, you know? But and then she picked up on that. And it's like, when someone says they're sorry, but they're really not, it's just words. So we had to work on that a little bit, you know, to get into what is it, why do you feel like you have a hard time saying that you validate what she's saying, you know? And then we stripped it down. We got past it. He had some anger things and some unresolved issues. But then eventually he was able to say it and she was like, thank you.
Yes. And similarly, I do find with a lot of my couples clients that sometimes it's hard to validate because we feel like if our partner has a different opinion than we do, then we feel like that's not okay, basically.
Right.
And that's that codependency piece. It's like, well, if we don't think the same or you don't agree with me, then I did something wrong or something's wrong or something's wrong with you, you know, however we look at it. And sometimes it's okay to just, oh, wait a minute. We're two different people. We can have two different opinions here. And there's no right or wrong. It's just how we both feel, and we feel differently.
Mm-hmm. Agree to disagree, which is
right.
Okay. That's what it is.
Sometimes
it's acceptance of the other person for what they think, what they believe, who they are,
without judgment. And that's right.
That it's hard for some people, but it is the way to go. if you do want that forever relationship, if that's what you want. And both people need to be willing to do the work, not just wanting to do the work. And that's also, like, I find myself being a detective sometimes, like using my intuition to be like, I feel like one person doesn't really
want absolutely. And that's hard. You know, that's a stuck place, can be a stuck place for a therapist, because sometimes, I mean, I remember years and years ago, I had a couple, you know, very similar. It was my intuition. You know, I knew he was showing up. I knew there was infidelity. I could just tell. And I knew that, you know, he was just going along and not really, right? I mean, he wasn't really trying or being willing, even though he was, and that really turns into gaslighting. Cause it's like, I am willing. I'm here. I showed up, didn't I? Right. And it's like, well, hold on a minute. You're showing up, but you're not really participating. You know, you can feel it, sense it emotionally. You're not really showing up. And it did eventually come out and they ended up getting divorced and he ended up being with this other person. But I mean, okay. Like it needed to come out, but it was felt before it was heard.
Yes. Yeah. And then it hurts even more.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm sending light to that, to those people.
Yes. And no, I mean that this was probably a decade ago. So hopefully
hopefully she has found the guy she's supposed to be with and we're just sending light to everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, some of these, you know, I've met many people years later where that was their blessing in disguise.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, that could have, she could be happier than she ever dreamt she could be now. And she had to go through, unfortunately, that pain to get there. But sometimes we have to go through that, right? To get.
Well, I think all times. Yeah. You know, no matter if it's this or anything in life, everybody has challenges. And you have to go through the dark night of the soul, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And everybody's is different. It's all relative. But that's life.
It is. And that's where we come in, is to be able to sit with them with their pain, right? And support them through it.
And they're always the light at the end of the.
Yes. And it can be hard to see. I mean, that is a term I use a lot, is can you see any light at the end of the tunnel, right? And then sometimes it's just like, no, I'm in complete darkness, right? And then it's right. I mean, then we try and, is there a glimmer that we can.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yes.
That's all you need. I think Oprah was the one that I first heard that from. Like, you just, like, you're in a dark room, but just, is there a corner? Just little, like a little door up there. Just
a little crack where a little light can shine through.
Yes, because that's all you need. And it's taking it slow. You don't need to go from 0 to 100. It's see the glimmer.
Yes.
Get to the next minute and the next minute and the next day.
That's exactly right. One thing that my therapist of many years has always said, just in general, in his the journey of therapy or anything, is just trying to get 5% better, right? Like, let's just make the goal 5%. I mean, any choice in life, whether it's career or personal, we're trying to take steps forward, right? A little bit, 5%, you know, and then you just keep growing on that.
Is she going to be a life changer? Because she sounds great.
He, I don't know. Maybe he'll be a life changer. That could be a conflict of interest for him because it's me, but I'm not sure. Maybe.
And I love that you have a guy therapist.
I have for many years. I know.
Wait, when we were talking about, I think, yes, when we were having our life changers conversation, didn't I bring up Lori Gottlieb and You Should Talk to Somebody, that book? You should talk.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I need to write
her that. Her therapist is a guy.
Yes. Really? Okay.
Yeah. And it's such a great, anyhow, I highly recommend that book for anybody, but,
yeah, you know,
transparency thing or.
Yeah. I mean, over the years I have seen my therapist, you know, off and on for so long. I mean, I've kind of grew up in my adult life a lot with him. And I have said, like, I wish we were recording all of these sessions and I wrote a book. Like, there was just, you know, there's so just the development and the growth, my own personal growth. I just have found it so fascinating. And we never did, but that would be an amazing book to read. I mean, definitely the journey. When you stick with someone long enough, it's pretty cool.
Well, maybe eventually you will write your autobiography.
Yes, that's right. One day.
Joanna Hakimi, maybe it won't be Hakimi.
Who knows?
It'll be Joanna Goldberg.
Maybe you just intuited something that
Goldberg out there is available. Okay. Okay. So we have two more things that we have codependency and respecting each other. We kind of went over that. Love addiction and infidelity. We kind of talked about infidelity. If you want to talk about love addiction, or if you want to talk more about life changers or both, take it away. We have a
Okay. It's funny. I was thinking before about love addiction. I mean, one thing just in terms, because I know on your show a lot, you know, you bring in the spiritual and talk about spiritual connections, and And, you know, love addiction is a whole other topic. You know, it's like a whole other show we could do. But, in, you know, one thing I have noticed that I personally see with people with love addiction is we try and fit the spiritual connections to make them work because we want to attach to what is bringing that immediate gratification to us. And that can be a sign of, you know, a warning, right? Like maybe I need to look a little bit more like, do I have love addiction tendencies, right? Like, so listen, in terms of spiritual signs and connections, I mean, for me, I get downloaded with songs and license plates and all kinds of things. But then there's times when I'm trying to fit like a square peg in a round hole. And it's like, oh my God, this is a sign because da 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 da, da or this is a sign, right? Like we're trying to force our signs. And that was just one thing I was thinking about earlier. Just sometimes it's the little clue when we do that a lot. And then we do that to make a choice that really doesn't feel good in the end, right? Like an immediate gratification choice, whether we're texting someone we shouldn't be, or we're seeing someone we shouldn't be, or we're reaching out, or just taking actions that we regret. That, and maybe love addiction, it may not always be the word, you know, that might be extreme for some of these cases, but it was just something to mention or to bring up of, you know what, if you have to force it, that's A, probably not the spiritual sign then. Like you'll know it, you'll feel it in your gut if it was meant to be a spiritual sign. And to pause and maybe same thing with the lens, like looking, you know, bringing it all the way back to the lens of maybe just show up differently and try and pause and not when we really want to do something is usually when not to do it. Right. So,
well, you can, if you get that intuitive hit that something feels right and it's right, and so you want to go ahead and do it, that's all right.
That's absolutely. Absolutely.
But not if you're just not sure and you're just like, I'll just do it.
Yeah, no, no, you're right. No, I meant more if it's coming from a place of, yeah. I want, yes, or I, yes, attachment, yeah. Like anxious attachment. I want to see this guy, like, does he like me? Should I text him? You know, should I not? This kind of thing. Versus pausing and if it's meant to happen, or maybe it's asking for a sign, like, you know, show me a sign if this is meant to happen, or just pausing and waiting. And if it's meant to happen, it will. Like, it doesn't have to be in that exact moment.
And also I always tell my clients that there's no rush on clarity. Your clarity will come to you. You just need to allow it to come to you. Yeah. Give it space. There's no rush. There's just no rush.
That's exactly right. But that's hard. Being patient can be difficult, right?
So it's important.
I agree.
Okay. So let's get back to Life Changers. Yeah. How can people find Life Changers? How can people find you?
Yeah. So the website is lifechangers.info. We are on Facebook under Life Changers. I'm on LinkedIn. Our Instagram, for some reason, was shut down, but it should be back up hopefully the next few days. So, but we are on Instagram. I know.
Wait, what is it Life Changers?
So right now it's lifechangers.info on Instagram, but it could also be Find a Life Changer on Instagram. So both, they could look for both, but I would say lifechangers.info generally is where, if you put it in Google, we should come up and you can find us. And I'd love to hear from anyone. I'm open to connecting. I'd love to hear from new clients that are looking for someone. I'm happy to help match them with somebody and make that connection. And any life changers out there that would like to get on the site, please take a look.
Amazing. I feel like this is, you're going to get so much more. I don't like saying business because it seems, you know, like it's an organization. So you're going to be changing so many more lives.
Thank you. And at this point, it's totally free. So it's not even business. At this point, it is a completely free site. So it's just meant to make some matches to help people.
You'll be getting more traffic.
Exactly. And I just have so much gratitude to you for having me on your show. Thank you.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for coming on the show. You've been so amazing. You have so much to share. And I just appreciate you doing it also.
Thank you. I love being here.
And as always, everybody can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. So thank you, Joanna, for joining us. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And join us every week on Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.